A large fire has shut down the Petrostar refinery in Valdez. The fire was extinguished early this morning. 32 firefighters responded from the company, from the city, and from Trans-Alaska pipeline operator Alyeska. Sherry Pierce is the information officer with the city. She says flames and smoke were visible from town about 6 miles away.
We had terrible weather conditions last night. It was 10 degrees, and we were having wind gusts of 50 miles per hour and blowing snow. And they extinguished the fire completely within 2 hours.
Pierce says it may be a few days before the cause of the fire is known. There were no injuries, but two of the main refinery towers, which are used to separate fuels, were badly damaged. Tara Sweeney is vice president of communications for Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, which owns Petrostar. She says the refinery produces about 13,000 barrels of product a day.
Approximately 9,000 barrels per day is processed as jet fuel, 3,000 per day as diesel, and 300 barrels per day as LSR, which is a fuel used to generate electricity by the local utility.
Sweeney says Petrostar supplies less than 10% of the demand at Ted Stevens International Airport. Elmendorf Air Force Base in Anchorage is another customer, but Sweeney says they have other options for fuel. Petrostar also supplies fuel to Interior Alaska. Another Arctic Slope plant in North Pole could take over some of that capacity, but Sweeney says EPA restrictions limit the amount of heating oil and diesel the North Pole plant can produce.
Petrostar has been trucking large volumes of fuel from Valdez up to the interior region of Alaska. And one of the next steps for us is that the company officials for Petrostar plan to seek federal relief to lift those limitations on the North Pole refinery so that it can meet more of the fuel needs for interior Alaska.
Petrostar doesn't know when the Valdez facility will reopen. 22 people are employed there, but Sweeney says their employment won't be affected by the fire.